Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
ACC Media Day's going on, and we want the tea. The lowdown on what's happening with Georgia Tech. Malachi Hosley, running back for Georgia Tech, joining us right now here on Dukes and Bell. And Malachi, man, appreciate you jumping on with us. I know it's been kind of busy and crazy for you guys. How you hanging in there, man?
I'm doing good. We're wrapping up now.
Yeah.
What was the stupidest question you got this week?
Somebody asked us, how does it feel to play a rivalry game at Georgia? Ooh. And then asked us about the bends. I think that's top two.
Okay.
Yeah. That's dumb. Well, it's something we look forward to every year, and we hope to beat them. And by the way, Malachi's a sharp cookie, man. He's an Ivy Leaguer. He was at Penn before coming to Bobby Dodd. What made you come to Atlanta and Georgia Tech?
I really just wanted to give myself the best opportunity to make it to the league in the next level.
You feel like you're on that track. Obviously, a great year last year. Year before last, 24, I think you ran for, 1,100 yards at Penn and then over 690 yards at Georgia Tech last year. You feel like you're on that path. Talk about this running game, man, because we know you got a new offensive coordinator in George Gotsi.
Mm-hmm, we do, which is way more pro style, which is more predicated on the running backs running the ball versus the quarterback getting involved like last year.
I'll tell you what, if you ever want to bust Coach Gotsi's chops, they used to time him with a sundial. He actually, speaking of Georgia, he actually scrambled for a touchdown, like 40 yards. It's amazing. You can look it up, man. You'll watch this video, Malik, and you'll be like, Malachi, how'd that even happen? We're talking with Malachi Hosley from Georgia Tech. What are the expectations for this year? Because last year, things were rolling. This team was in the top 10, and then it seemed like the wheels came off.
Yeah, so this year we're just more so determined on finishing the season versus just playing through, because I feel like at a certain time we kind of gave up.
Explain. What do you mean?
About which part?
Giving up.
Like, at times I feel like the team was more so focused on, like, personal goals versus the team goals, and they didn't really align.
And that was from some individuals, you felt like, and that's maybe why you didn't achieve the ultimate goal?
Agreed.
Okay. What is the message from Brent Key been this offseason? What is he preaching to you guys? And do you feel like guys are buying in since you're coming off that comment about, you know, everybody being on the same page?
I do believe we're buying in. And then the most thing he's preaching is just we're going to be tough and we're going to have our identity of running the ball.
That's it, man. He's an old school offensive lineman. That's what you need to do. We got a new Mendoza. How does this Mendoza look to you at quarterback?
He looks great. Honestly, he's very intelligent. He knows all the plays. He's in his playbook, and he just always makes the right play.
Yeah. Everybody's curious. Do you think, and again, it's unfair because, you know, again, when your brother goes number one overall and wins a national championship, everybody wants to make that comparison. He's his own guy. What kind of guy is he? What, talk about what kind of person he is.
That's crazy you say that, because the first thing he told us was that he came here for a reason, and that's because he wanted to make a name for himself and not do it, like, live off what his brother did.
Right. Well, one of the things I know you can do is catch the football. We saw you do that out in Colorado for the first game of the year. What are the things you feel you got to work on this year if you want to get to the NFL?
Just like that second, third gear, just having that extra gear to kick into on when I break for my long runs.
What's your speed, man? What did you increase your speed here this offseason? Is that something you worked on?
I did. It's increased.
What are we talking about?
Well, how does that happen? I can't speak for Carl.
It's some parachutes, yeah, Mike. Parachutes on.
How do you get faster? I'm a slow guy. How do you get faster?
Well, we just have the right guys in the building, and our strength and conditioning, they do a good job of getting the right guys. Like this year, we have a new speed coach. Mm-hmm. We used to coach track, so that just helps.
All right.
Are you a track guy, by the way?
I used to be.
Yeah. Malachi Hosley, Georgia Tech running back, joining us from ACC Media Days. The running back group, talk to us about the group, man, and what do you think? I mean, obviously it's run ball first. That's what we always talk about with Brent Key because of his background. What about the group?
We have six great guys, starting with me and Justice, but any one of us can play because then it goes to Trey Lynn, Chad, JP, and Shane. And then those are two. The last two are just young guys. But everyone this season in Gotsi's offense is going to contribute to the offense or to the team in some way.
And for those who don't know, guys, out of Northside High School in Columbus, Malachi Hosley. And by the way, how cool does it feel to start the season, basically everybody watching you under the lights at Bobby Dodd?
Oh, this was great. First game packed out against Dion at night. That's just great. Great feeling right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, man, look, we know it's been a busy day. We appreciate you jumping on, and we wish you nothing but the best. We'll be watching, and good luck this season.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Georgia Tech head coach Brent Key, today, just to add to this conversation, says he's not against changes in college football or the changes that college football has gone through. The quote is, you have to be adaptable, and you have to be able to change, Brent Key said. People know kids are different now, and he says, so are the adults. We are, too. We're all different. We're the ones to set the example. And the same guys that want to complain about a lot of the things in college football need to look at themselves in the mirror, Mike. That's what Coach Key said today.
Okay.
They're the ones jumping jobs every 2 years.
Good point. I saw Miami's Darian Mensah basically saying, you know, they asked him, why'd he choose Miami? He said Cam Ward going first overall in the draft.
Makes sense.
You know, and look, one thing about, as we said earlier in the hour, about the conference is you need some of the bigger brands to be those brands they're supposed to be. Now, FSU, I think that's, Carl, I can't find six wins on that schedule, if I'm honest, unless things exceed expectations, and it's hard to see that because there's just so much turnover with the roster. You know, we talked yesterday about Tom Herman coming in. It's almost like the vultures are circling, and one of them will be Tom Herman from Mike Norvell's job in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I think for Brent Key, when we talk about Georgia Tech, he is the right guy. We've said this. The question is he going to get the right players?
It's about the loot, though, isn't it?
Well, now that helps. But, you know, even if you thought Kirby was the right guy, you still have to get the right players. And Kirby will be the first one to tell you. 21-22, Mike, leading into those years where he had the number one, number two recruiting classes, he got the right players. And that's part of this. But we now know you don't have to have a top five class. Indiana, guys, we get back to this, did not have a top five class, right? They had a great transfer class, great portal class. But that's part of this with Brent Key as we talk about the upcoming season with Georgia Tech. So is the personnel better than it's been, and if you've got some dogs, literally, and some guys that are Mike NFL caliber players, then your chances of getting not only to the playoff but succeeding in the playoff then gets a lot better. And look, for Georgia Tech, I don't expect them to win the national championship, but there's no reason, to Mike's point, about them looking around the landscape of college football and saying, okay, why can't they be in the mix for the ACC championship? Why couldn't they be one of the 12? And let me say this too: once we expand, and we will, there's no reason Georgia Tech shouldn't be one of the top 24 teams in the country.
Right.
Because everybody wants 24. And the commissioner, Jim Phillips, yesterday said, 24 is our number.
Well, it has to be for anybody right now because, and if I'm honest, with all due respect to the, oh, see, I'm going to insult somebody. With all due respect, that's the only way they get anyone in this thing. Look, the good news, remember last year the controversy was Notre Dame, who's, again, would you just please pick a conference? They felt the ACC was selling them short when they were pimping Miami and really lobbying the College Football Playoff Committee and not doing the same for Notre Dame. And Notre Dame was on the outside, so they amended the rules and Notre Dame is in this year.
Yep.
Basically, no matter what. But getting back to the ACC, I mean, it's we just gave it to you. I mean, there's only one preseason top 10. You're living in like 15 to 45. You know, James Franklin is not going to turn around overnight because Virginia Tech has been just lost since Frank Beamer stepped away. But, you know, that's – and I just already talked about FSU. You know, SMU, again, we're not that familiar with SMU, but they've done some pretty good things. They've been reloading via the portal. But it's just – it's a lot of math. Of course they're going to be for the 24 team. If Georgia Tech, at the point last year before they blew it, I mean, the NC State game hurt. Guy hit us up on the text line, said he thought the NC State game hurt more than the Pitt game. But either way, and I get it because it was a game that you had in hand, but there was a time where Georgia Tech was in, to your point, in that playoff and may have still made it.
Kickoff against Colorado, and look, Malachi's like, it doesn't get any better. You notice he said Deion, not their quarterback, not any other player on the team as far as a linebacker or a safety, Mike. He was like, kicking off against Deion because that's the face of Colorado right now, right? It's not – it'd be hard. And, again, we know the kid that may start from what we're hearing is from Georgia. But the fact is, like, that's part of this, Mike. You're going up against Deion on that opening night.
Right.
It's just interesting to me. He's like, yeah, you know, they got a great safety and a great linebacker. No, man, it's going to be good to go up against Deion. Like, he's playing in the game.
Now, look, I don't know if Brett would like to hear what he said, but, you know, he brought him to media day because, obviously, the kid, you know, is going to give it to you straight.
Oh, yeah.
Said there's some guys who are more – into the individual than the collective last year for Tech. And that's
an eye-opener.
Rat poison, as Saban would say, but that's stuff which unfortunately gets you sideways.
Well, yeah, but look, is that what happened internally? Because if that's the case, you had guys with individual goals more worried about, I'm not getting the rock or I'm not getting my yards, than you were about, man, we're about to go to the championship game and have a chance to get to the playoff. That's got to trump everything. Look, I'll tell you guys this. A few years ago, James Pierce Jr. was a part of this. That happened at Tennessee, Mike. Guys got caught up in their numbers. And all of a sudden, you know, you start – it will derail a team late in the season. And now, let's be honest, you got guys that are like, am I get some extra?
Right.
Am I getting a little extra? Well,
and again, I don't know, is that a bias? See, this gets into the conversation I've had with you about schools that rely too much on the portal. Like FSU, where all of a sudden it's like your culture is not established. And Brent's trying to establish that blue collar, run the football culture. And he's always going to be like doing the best to find the best quarterback. Everyone in the ACC is trying to do the same via the portal. You're not developing guys like you used to. That ship has sailed, it sure seems like.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you build a culture when you got mercenaries that may be looking at their stats and trying to get to the combine in the NFL?
404-726-0929. Colorado, 8 o'clock. Bobby Dodd. That game's going to be on ESPN, by the way, and we mentioned it, September 3rd. That's that Thursday, right, leading into Labor Day weekend. All right, let's shift gears. More college football conversation coming up. Day-Day brought it up yesterday, though, but you get that.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Colorado game, and then Tennessee comes in here. So we're going to find out quickly about Georgia Tech. The good news is they could easily be 2-0 and riding high, and everybody is you know, feeling good about where this could go, because the third week it's Mercer, and then you head to Stanford. 4 weeks. I think if you're 3-1, you feel pretty good about the start of the season. Right. All right, let's talk about what's going on with the golf, man, because the Open Championship is underway.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get 2 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.